Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Okay, thanks a lot for joining here on this Thursday. We are here trying to be able to get things done and be able to move things forward and be successful in our day, putting one foot in front of the other, being better than we were yesterday. But this is an important aspect of our journey, is to make sure that we are celebrating in the moment and knowing what direction we need to move in and how to celebrate in some of the things that might be happening well in your life, but also not always dwelling on the negatives and the things that aren't happening very well in your life, because we have to play in that space. When we play too far into the negative, it just gets really down. We get down in the dumps. We get to rolling in a space where we're not really playing very nicely in the sandbox with ourselves. And then we start to get into the depressive feelings of eating our way through our feelings and doing lots of things. So I hope this Thursday is going to be kicking off nice for you. I know we are heading into the long weekend for Memorial Day. So first of all, I'll try to do a podcast on Saturday itself, or even on Monday, on Memorial Day itself, to be able to commemorate and celebrate in remembering those that have fallen, giving their lives and sacrificing their life and limb for our freedoms and what we do every day. It's really important to be able to pay that down from generation to generation, celebrate with that with our kids, show our kids this generation of people that have given the ultimate sacrifice for us to be able to do things like record podcasts or be on vlogs or do whatever. It's really important to be able to park there and celebrate in that space. So if you haven't this weekend or you haven't made plans, do so. Stop by a couple cemeteries, put a couple flags on some veterans' graves, do something to be able to give back to some of our vets that are at some of our VFWs or our elk clubs and those kind of things that have fought in our wars and given the ultimate sacrifice, or even just sacrificed, right? Those that are living. It's not just about remembering. And I know Veterans Day is about people that are living more so, but Memorial Day is about those that we've lost because of it. But let's not forget those that are battling it every day, those that went over to Iraq and Afghanistan currently and that are suffering from things like PTSD and depression and loss of limbs, and they're trying to be able to get back into society. Don't forget to give back to those veterans that are fighting every day to be able to do the things that are necessary just to get through putting one foot in front of the other, like we take for granted every day. So thank you to all the veterans, and in memoriam, I thank you to all those that have given the ultimate sacrifice for me to be able to sit here and talk about my health journey and for me to be able to enjoy time with all the folks that are on No Finish Line Nation, on Connect, on Instagram, on all of these different platforms, because I wouldn't be able to do it if it wasn't for those folks. So as you're heading into the weekend, it's not just about the barbecues. It's not just about the spending time with family. It's not just about the cornhole in the backyard or jumping in the pool. Remember what this weekend is about and teach that to our kids. Make sure our kids know exactly what people have done for us to be able to jump into the pool or play the cornhole or do the different sports out back or even barbecue that's there, because I think it's important for our younger generation to learn to appreciate some of our older generation that have done so much for us and paved the road for us in the meantime. Okay, so that's what this weekend is going to be. I'm hoping that this Thursday is starting off well today, and I'm hoping that you're on track and you're on point. I know for me, I've really put a good focus over the past maybe 4 weeks or so, when Jonathan Mudhustler, Lisa Allison, and some of us all got together to talk about how we're going to set ourselves some time-restricted goals, such as SMART goals, to make sure that I have something I can work for by a certain period of time. So we're about 4 weeks into it now, and I'm really focused, and I'm really doing well. I'm eating well. I'm exercising. I'm getting 10,000 steps a day. I'm eating right. I'm staying within the certain structure of what I've set for myself to be able to eat and be able to move forward. I'm not diving into snacks every 5 seconds, and I'm really doing well. So that's the status of where I'm at. And I'm hoping that you also are on the right track. So you're moving forward. You're putting one foot in front of the other. And even if you're not, even if you're not necessarily right where you want to be, and you're not right on the track that you think you should be at, just know that if you're putting one foot in front of the other and you're struggling, that's okay. That's part of this journey. It's all part of the whole entire experience. Okay. It's part of life. You have to experience tough times to be able to get to the good times. So if you're thinking about it and you're struggling and you're like, man, you know, I'm just not feeling it. I'm really trying my hardest. I'm trying to reach out for help, those kind of things. I get it. And we've all been there. Every single one of us have been in your shoes if that's how you're feeling right now. But just remember that today is the day that you need to feel good about, because you're putting one foot in front of the other. You're starting off today on the right foot. Celebrate in those things that you're doing well and keep moving forward. And that's exactly what this whole podcast is going to be about. The podcast / video cast. Hey, guys on video over there, I see you. Today's coffee talk is going to be all about celebrating and where you're at and where you've come. You know, today is the traditional hashtagged throwback Thursday, right? So a lot of people will put up pictures, including myself this morning on coffee talk. I put a picture of my heavier self compared to where I'm at right now and reflected, because although the last 4 weeks I've been really laser-like focused, I've struggled over the past, because I've plateaued for so long, and I've actually put on 15 or 16 pounds over the past year and a half because I wasn't being vigilant. I wasn't being focused the way I need to. I struggled with snacking. I had life drama issues, father with Alzheimer's, sicknesses, all kinds of stuff. And I have all kinds of list of excuses that I can go right down the list, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 of the reasons why the past year haven't been as successful as what I would like it to be. But really, at the end of the day, it's all about me. So the excuses are the excuses, but it's all about me. It's about my actions, my behaviors, and what my mindset into moving forward and doing great things is. So here I am posting a picture for all of you guys, for me to be able to see where I was at 365 pounds to where I'm at right now at 269 pounds. So in the work that I've put in over the past 3.5 years or so, almost 4 years, of how I've really worked hard at maintaining and continuing to push forward and be a healthy weight for my family, my friends, and myself. Now, when I post the picture, I put it up there not for self-gratification or pats on the back or motivated high fives or anything like that. Yes, those are nice, but I do it more so because I want to do it out of reflection. I want to do it out of, remember where you were when you first started this journey. So if you first started and you are now 5 pounds down, okay, 6 pounds down, and you're not moving as fast as you want to, and you get in that negative space where you're like, you know, it's not moving as much as some other people that I might have seen, or it's not moving as much as I wanted it to. I'm paying money for whatever services, the personal trainers, the weight loss programs, whatever else that I'm doing, and I'm not moving the way that I want to. Remember where you were 6 pounds ago, okay? So don't concentrate on the fact that it's a number. Even if that number is small, finite, and minuscule compared in your mind of where you're at, I want you to think of where your mind was 6 pounds ago. Where were you when you first started? Were you in despair? Were you in desperation? Were you in depressed state? Were you in agony? Were you in pain? Were you not feeling very well? Were you just at your last wit's end? Were you all these little items that you can think of? It's really important to write those things down of how you were feeling, especially if you're new. If you're fairly new to the program and you're really kind of working into whatever it is that you're working into, calorie counting, carb counting, whatever it is that you're doing, whatever you are focused on, you need to write down in a journal, on a piece of paper, put it on the board, put it on your refrigerator, on your mirror or whatever, and write down the thoughts that you had before you started this journey. Now, it's great for those that have just started, but how about those that have lost 75 pounds, 65 pounds, 150, 225 pounds? It's still important for you folks to do that, including myself. 96 pounds, I can look at myself and say, this is how I was feeling. And let me go through that laundry list for you real quick, okay? My laundry list was, I was feeling depressed. I was feeling down in the dumps. I was had lack of self-esteem. I didn't have any energy to spend with my family and friends and anything. I would get winded going to the mailbox. I would walk down the driveway to do whatever, and I would feel my knees start to creak, and I started to feel pain in my knees, and I started to really suffer those different aspects of it. My friends would go play basketball, racquetball, all these different sports and at 40, and I was still like, nah, I can't really do that because I know how I feel where I'm at. My other buddies were at the gym. Maybe they were lifting weights. Maybe they're pounding the weights up and whatever. And I know that I would start off from a really early stage. So I just knew that I just had no real bearings of where they were compared to where I was. So I was feeling down in the dumps. I felt like I was a shell of myself. So then I tried to overcome it. Here I was, the fat guy, right? The funny fat guy. I was the guy that was making the jokes and had a witty sense of humor. And I was the fun guy to be around. And that's all fine and dandy, but it was a mask for what I was feeling. Now, I still try to have a good sense of humor, and I still try to be that fun guy, but I do it differently now. I do it where I try to motivate others or inspire others or have fun with people or have energy to go do stuff or play ball with my son or go to my doctors and know that I'm not afraid to sit down in front of my doctor and say, Give me the lowdown, doc. I need to find out what's going on. And before it was, you need to lose weight. You're morbidly obese. You've got high blood pressure. You're pre-diabetic. You've got all these different things. And now I go there and we talk about, wow, man, look what you've done. Look at how far you've come. You've lost this much weight. Your blood pressure is well within a good range. You're no longer pre-diabetic. You look like you're positive. You look like you're happy. You look like you have more energy to do whatever it is that you want to do. And this is my doctor telling me this. So I got to reflect on that sometimes. Because on those days where I'm struggling, in those days when I'm feeling down in the dumps and I'm not feeling where I need to, I got to remember how far I've come. What's your body of work look like? If you're a week into your journey or if you're 5 years into your journey, always remember what it felt like when you started compared to where you are right now. And I don't mean pictures wise and just numbers wise. I don't mean weight wise. I mean how you felt. How you felt when you looked in the mirror. How you felt when you would go out on the town if you're single and you wanted to go out to different bars or different clubs or different places. How you felt as a person every time you went out with your friends who were all beautiful and all having a great time and all this stuff. Remember how you felt when you first started. It's a huge data point to be able to remember, especially on days like Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday is not just a before and after photo. It's not although that's what you see, but it's all about the reflection of where you've come from to where you are now. And here's the other thing. So it's not just about where you come from, because that's important. Write that stuff down. Write down how you were feeling. Write down those emotions, those feelings that you had. But how about right now? How about where you're at today? Not how far you have to go. If you've got 75 pounds still to lose to hit your goal of where you want to be, it doesn't mean that that's what you have to focus in on. No, that's like a mountain. It's literally like Mount Everest. You got to throw a line over to try to get to. What you have to do is focus on today. Focus on how far you've come and focus on what you're going to do to win today. What's the steps that you're going to take to be a rock star on this date, this Thursday, right here, to put one foot in front of the other and be great at today? By you doing you is so important at what you're trying to be able to accomplish. So think about that though, just for 1 second, right? We get so fixated on the end goal of what we want to try to be able to get to. And SMART goals are important. It gives you a barometer. It gives you a temperature gauge. It gives you whether you have to hit the gas or hit the brake or whatever it is. Use those. All those things are really important part of the journey. But at the end of the day, it's all about right here, right now, and what you're doing to be able to make today great. So if yesterday you failed and you slid into a pot roast or some pie or whatever it is that you've got going on yesterday and you feel guilty about it today, stop feeling guilty. Just know that today is going to be a great day and what you're doing to focus on right now, the right here and now. because it's so important for you to be able to continue to be able to put that left foot in front of the right foot and for you to walk in the life of the journey of where you're trying to be able to get to. Remember those things, okay? Remember that we are, this journey is, there is no finish line. It continues to move forward. Every day is a new day. Every day is something that we have to accomplish. Every day is something that we have to get through. We have to accommodate. We have to bend. We have to flex. We have to celebrate in what we've done. But we also have to go through some tough times. I mean, every one of us are going to go through a tough time at one time or another. It's going to happen. If it hasn't happened already, it's going to happen in the future. And that might be today. So you've got to make sure that you are just focusing on what you're doing in the moment right now, right here, to making a bigger difference, whether it's on the world or whether it's on you or whether it's on your family or whoever. And I know that's a really, really tough thing to be able to accomplish, especially if you are an overweight person that has always been focused on my weight and always been focused on my identity and what I look like and those kind of things, because it's become such a fixation in your life all your life. You know, if you've been struggling with your weight since you've been little, that's all you've thought about, whether you're 35 years old or 55 years old. Your whole life has been consumed with the fact of how you look and where you're at, right? So you got to change the mold a little bit. Live in the space, because that's something that we do. That's something that is something that's going to be important to you in your journey. But you got to be able to make sure that today I'm going to make good decisions. I'm going to eat right. I'm going to do the things that are necessary for me to be able to make today a great one and be able to succeed in today. And so that way tomorrow, you can piggyback your successes of tomorrow on top of today and make it 2 days in a row, right? Small incremental jumps to get into where you want to get to. Don't think of it as the huge Mount Everest. Think of it as small little molehills that you're just trying to get over that one hump that you want to be able to get through. So if you want to track a certain amount of calories today, great. Focus on that. That's it. Just focus on that. And if you fail at that and you go over those calories, okay. So refocus, refire. Tomorrow, that's what you're going to do. It's as simple as daily resets to be able to get to where you got to get to. Know that you've got to just focus on where you're at in this moment, right now, right here. I don't think that that's anything that's monumental, right? So I think that most people know this part of it. But when you can layer it in and make a plan around that, and you can focus on that in your journey, you're going to be 10 times more successful than if you just are trying to wing it and throw it out there and just kind of throw spaghetti at the wall and see what strand sticks. So remember, have a plan, focus on the positives, focus on what you're successful at, do the things that are necessary for you to be successful today, and then just layer one positive on top of the next positive, and then you're going to start to get some momentum going. It's like a small little snowball at the top of a big mountain. It's going to start to come down. And as it's going, it's starting to pick up momentum. It's starting to pick up momentum. And then maybe it'll hit a little bit of a rock, but then it'll just keep on rolling. Until you've got so much inertia and so much movement going that it's going towards a positive place and you're just going to be successful. And that's what's going to happen. But you got to get there. You got to continue to layer one success on top of another success on top of another to be able to continue to move forward. But it all starts from today's journey and how you're being successful today. And then work on tomorrow when tomorrow comes. Don't look at tomorrow. Don't peek at tomorrow, because tomorrow's tomorrow. Just focus on today, right now, what's going on, right? Okay. So I hope that helps you as much as it does me on the podcast. You guys know I support you guys. I appreciate every single one of you. Next podcast, I'm going to read a really, really nice email that was sent over to me by a listener. That really got me emotional, and I want to be able to talk about it a little bit because it really shows the kind of impacts that we can have on people's lives. On the vlog, on the video blogging right here, I'm looking at you in the camera. I appreciate every one of you guys. I think I have just over 100 followers on that one, much less than where I'm at with the podcast, but that's okay because everybody responds to different avenues and venues, but I appreciate every single one of you guys too. Remember, tickets are going to be on sale right below the vlog for the No Finish Line Nation Inspiration Party, NFLN Inspiration Party. And then also the No Finish Line Nation closed Facebook group is also available for everybody to jump into also. Have a great day, everybody. I'm hoping that your Thursday is going to be a great one. And I'm hoping that you guys are going to, again, focus on what you're doing today to make it successful and reflect on how far you've come already and not how far you have to go. Okay? Have a great one.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Chain on 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at LiquidChain1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.